this island is the bloomiest place. I just love it already, and I'm so glad I'm going to live here. Uh-huh. I've always heard that Prince Edward Island was the prettiest place in the world, and I used to imagine I was living here, but I never really expected I would. It's delightful when your imaginations come true, isn't it? But those red roads are so funny. What does make the roads red?
Well, I don't know.
Then that's one of the things to find out sometime. Isn't it splendid to think of all the things there are to find out about? It just makes me feel glad to be alive. It's such an interesting world. It wouldn't be half so interesting if we knew all about everything, would it? There'd be no scope for imagination then, would there? But am I talking too much?
No.
People are always telling me I do. Would you rather I didn't talk? If you say so, I'll stop. I can stop when I make up my mind, although it's difficult.
You can talk as much as you like. I don't mind.
Oh, I'm so glad. I know you and I are going to get along just fine. It's such a relief to talk when one wants to and not be told the children should be seen and not heard. Ugh, I've had that said to me a million times if I have once. You know, people laugh at me because I use big words. But if you have big ideas, you have to use big words to express them, haven't you?
Well, now that seems reasonable.
Mrs. Spencer said your place was named Green Gables. Is there a brook anywhere near Green Gables? I forgot to ask Mrs. Spencer.
Well, yes, there's one right below the house.
Fancy. It's always been one of my dreams to live near a brook. I never expected I would, though. Dreams don't often come true, do they? Wouldn't it be nice if they did? Mm. But just now, I feel pretty nearly perfectly happy. But I can't feel exactly perfectly happy because, well, what color would you call this?
Your hair? It's red, ain't it?
Yes. Red. Now you see why I can't be perfectly happy. Nobody could who has red hair. I don't mind the other things so much. The freckles and the green eyes and my skinniness. I can imagine them away. I can imagine that I have a beautiful rose leaf complexion and lovely starry violet eyes. But I cannot imagine away my red hair. It will be my lifelong sorrow. I read of a girl once in a novel who had a lifelong sorrow, but it wasn't red hair. Her hair was pure gold rippling back from her alabaster brow. What is an alabaster brow? I've never been able to find out. Can you tell me?
I'm afraid I can't.
Well, whatever it was, it must have been something nice, because she was divinely beautiful. Have you ever imagined what it must feel like to be divinely beautiful?
No, I haven't.
I have, often. Which would you rather be if you had the choice? Divinely beautiful, or dazzlingly clever, or angelically good?
I don't know exactly.
Neither do I. I can never decide. But it doesn't make much real difference, for it isn't likely I'll ever be either. It's certain I'll never be angelically good. Mrs. Spencer says that I'm... Oh, Mr. Cuthbert. What is this place?
The Avenue. Kind of pretty, ain't it?
Pretty? Oh, pretty doesn't seem the right word to use. Nor beautiful, either. They don't go far enough. Oh, it's wonderful. It's the first thing I ever saw that couldn't be improved upon by imagination. But they shouldn't call it the Avenue. There's no meaning in a name like that. They should call it, let me see, the White Way of Delight. Oh, isn't that a nice imaginative name?